Let's hear now from the man at the center of the crisis at the New Republic. We've been reporting on this 100-year-old magazine, which has been very influential over the years but is now very troubled. After an editorial shakeup, dozens of staff dramatically quit last week, expressing concern about the future direction of the publication. Today we're going to hear from the owner, Chris Hughes. He's 31. He made his fortune as a co-founder of Facebook. He put it into the New Republic. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has our story.
When Chris Hughes bought the New Republic in early 2012, he promised to be a faithful steward of the magazine's traditions. And he used that same word with me yesterday.
So I bought the New Republic about 2.5 years ago. And as its owner, I've seen my role as being its steward. This place has been around for 100 years and is built on some pretty important values of provocative argumentation and covering politics and culture as deeply as possible.
Yesterday, he said being a good steward involved building a sustainable business model, one based on much greater digital savvy and a quicker metabolism.
We're the kind of place who's, you know, built our reputation on doing serious, high-quality journalism. Some of that's long, some of that's short, but we're certainly not wedded to a single form. In fact, I think we have to tell our stories in multiple forms.
Hughes says the magazine must maintain its dedication to deep dives, richly reported pieces on politics and culture, both because that reflects the New Republic's best traditions and because such pieces can have a major impact.
But we also need to make sure that we also tell those same stories in a way that embraces new digital storytelling techniques. What does that mean? That means video. That means interactive graphics. That means maps. That means conversations, real-time analysis of events as they play out.
The magazine enjoyed renewed momentum. Hughes committed significant new resources and endured losses of several million dollars a year. But the mood shifted in recent months. Hughes became estranged from editor Franklin Foer, who also clashed with a new CEO. Foer resigned when he learned Hughes intended to replace him. A lot of the staff quit too, and so the steward becomes the disruptor. Ken Doctor is a news industry analyst and consultant who writes the blog Newsonomics.
What you've got is an old brand, a venerable brand here in the New Republic, 100 years old this year, that is roiled by digital disruption the same way New York Times is, Time Inc. is, NBC, ABC, NPR, BBC, you name it.
In this case, Doctor says, too much, too quickly.
We're really just at the beginning of that process. It's creative disruption, as we would call it in Silicon Valley, but it can be pretty ugly in the short term.
Doctor warns that Hughes risks badly damaging the New Republic's reputation among readers. Julia Yaffe resigned as a senior editor last week. She says she was perfectly game for cutting publication of the print version to 10 times a year and a quick Twitch reporting online.
We brought something different to the table. There's already a BuzzFeed, there's already a Vox, there's already a Huffington Post and a Mashable. And they do great work, but they already exist. And they're unique. You can't reproduce what they do.
Yaffe says the New Republic retained a different purpose.
We brought something deeper and more rigorous to the discussion. It was a kind of cultural criticism that you don't get most other places.
Yet Hughes says The Atlantic has reinvented itself. The New York Times has innovated. Why not the New Republic?
I did not come to this place to preserve a calcified institution. I came to make sure that the kind of journalism that it's done historically continues to happen, not just, you know, today or tomorrow, but hopefully for decades to come.
It won't appear again in print until early February. The website is said to be back in business sooner. That would mark the first work under Hughes' new editor, Gabriel Snyder. David Folkenflik, NPR News.